Daughter of the Morning Star, Disc 7.
Spinning, he gave out with a blood-freezing battle cry, and then exhorted them to join him on the gleaming blonde wood. Maos sane novan! They rushed forward, slinging their coats and bags to the sideline, and began warming up. Standing there with Coach Felton's playbook, I tried to untangle how I happened to arrive at this strange juncture. I turned to see Tiger. So what would he have done if he'd missed?
Make the rebound and dunk it.
He saddled up to me and handed me a whistle.
Don't worry about it. People have been goofing this stuff up for years. Why not you?
I studied the chrome whistle. How did I let you people talk me into this?
Just stay positive and you'll be fine. I heard they played a heck of a game down in Lodgegrass.
So they tell me. I wasn't there. Looking past him, I could see visitors approaching from up in the bleachers, where advertisements festooned the walls. One was Lolo Long and the other Jaya. Tiger patted my shoulder.
Look, I've got to go get the boys ready to go over to Bozeman, but I'll stop back in before we leave. Trust me, you'll be fine.
I watched him go and then turned to the chief and her charge.
Howdy.
Lolo watched the girls.
Need help?
Oh, just all I can get.
She gestured toward her niece. First, Jaya has something she'd like to say to you. The young woman stepped forward, clutching the red, white, and blue ball to her stomach, her head lowered.
I want her to say, you were right. That, I was only thinking of myself, and that I'm sorry.
I stood there for a moment and then nodded, raising the whistle to my lips and blowing. The noise from the court stopped, and I waved the team over. As they approached, I turned to Jaya. I think you need to be talking to the team. She studied their faces, all of them.
I don't think they want to talk to me.
Try. What have you got to lose? I put my hand on her shoulder and pivoted around to present her to the other young women.
Hey, gang, Jaya would like a word.
She stood looking at her shoes and then slowly raised her head.
Hi.
They said nothing.
Congratulations on the win. I know it wasn't easy, and I know I didn't help.
Her voice resounded on the hard surfaces of the enormous room.
I don't know what to say.
One of the girls coughed. Jaya took a deep breath and started to speak, stopped, and then tried again.
You probably think I'm here to get you to let me get back on the team. But I don't think I have the right to ask that from you. I am so sorry for the way I behaved. And if you'll let me, I'd like to make it up to you.
She stepped forward.
My sister, Jeannie, loved this team and this game, and when I think about how disrespectful I've been to her and the things that meant more to her than anything, it just makes me sick.
She glanced around at the oversized arena.
The Navajos are good, really good.
She choked up a bit and translated it into a short bark of a laugh.
You know what they think of us, right? That we're just a bunch of misfits who don't have any right to be here. But you know those coyotes we hear in the time of frozen water out there on those hungry hills we call home? They want something. They want something so badly their bodies can't hold it, and they have to look up at the moon and let it out.
She tossed the ball to Rosie Blackwolf.
You show them how hungry you are, how ravenous you can be, that you don't want to win this game, but that you have to.
She struggled to smile.
I don't know what else to say other than I really hope you win.
With that, she turned and began climbing the steps out of the arena when a voice called out,
"We can with you."
We all turned to see Misty Two Bears, who had taken a step forward. She took the ball from the center and pitched it to Jaya, who caught it in shock.
Shut up and suit up, Longbow!
Jaya was openly crying, wiping away tears as she came stumbling down the steps and her entire team rushed over to her. I felt like shedding a tear myself. I felt a tap on my shoulder and turned to find my undersheriff, Victoria Moretti, dressed in basketball shoes, sweatpants, and a vintage Temple Owls t-shirt.
Hi! What are you doing here?
She smiled, obviously pleased at my confoundment. I hear you need an assistant coach.
Desperately. But that doesn't answer my question.
She shrugged, looking over my shoulder.
I got a call.